As promised, I am thrilled to announce that our tickets for Australian True Crime Live are now available. Join me in Sydney, Brisbane, and or Melbourne this July. You can come to all three if you want. These tickets are expected to go very quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting the link in our podcast bio, or you can head over to the Australian True Crime Facebook page. There'll be a nice link there for you. Update for Brisbane, Australian True Crime fans. Brisbane is almost fully sold out for our live show. If you've been a listener for any length of time, you'll know how passionate I am about true crime stories from Australia. I'm looking very forward to an incredible evening together with you, sharing these captivating tales. We will have great guests as well. So, you know, we love a Q&A. If you've ever come along to an Australian true crime live gig, you'll know we love a Q&A with our guests. Don't miss out. Book your tickets today, and I'll see you in July for a memorable night out.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is a true crime podcast, as the title suggests. So please consider this your warning, that it's not suitable for children, and it probably will contain content that may be triggering to some people. Also, it's an Australian true crime podcast, so Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be aware it may contain the voices of deceased people.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present, and those emerging.
In episode 380 of Australian True Crime, we spoke to Anna, one of four women whose evidence convicted former South Australian teacher Trenton John Wickers of indecent assault of children and unlawful sexual intercourse with a child in the 1990s. In November of 2018, Judge Simon Stretton characterised Wickers as a serious repeat offender and sentenced him to 10 years jail with a non-parole period of 8 years. As the end of that minimum jail period draws near, one of the other three women who helped convict Wickers joins us today on Australian True Crime to talk publicly for the first time. She's passionate about the importance of speaking out about historical sexual assault. As she puts it, many voices can bring about change, and this is her story.
I had kept quiet for a very long time. None of my family knew, none of my peers, none of my friends. The only person I'd sort of quietly mentioned it to was my husband at the time. And this just happened to be at the same time. It was about 2015, 2016. Ads were coming across the television in Victoria for the Royal Commission looking into sexual assault in institutions in Australia. So ads were coming across the television saying, has this happened to you? Do you have information? Do you know of anybody that this has happened to? And I would sit there and quietly look at these ads, and I would get a gentle nudge from my husband at the time. I was in my late 30s at the time, and this information was coming to me, and I thought, I think it's time. I think it's time. If they're asking for this information, surely I'm not the only person. So I got the pack from the Royal Commission. It was a paper pack. You could do it online or you could print it out, and you put down some information in there. And there really wasn't a lot of information. There was a lot of no's. I was ticking, you know, have you told other people? Do you know of other people that this has happened to? It was all just no, 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 no. But the big question for me was, have you reported this to the police? And would you like us to? So I took a big, deep breath and I ticked the box. Yes, I want it to be reported to the police. And no, I haven't told them about this previously. What happened to me when I was locked in that classroom, it was quite sudden. I didn't really realise what was happening. And when it started happening, it instantly dawned on me that he was a teacher, I was a child, I didn't want to be there, the door was locked, I could hear all these children playing outside, I could smell the carpet, like these are these memories flooding back. I can still smell the carpet smelt new. I can still see the blind pulled. I could hear the children playing tennis on the tennis court. And I just started thinking, this is so wrong. Like, this is hurting me. I don't know how to stop this. I don't think he will stop if I ask him to stop. This is just, I just want this to be over. Like, I don't want this, but I don't know what to do. Once it had finished, I jumped up and I just angrily said to him, I hope that makes you happy. And I lied and I said, and I'm not a virgin anyway. And I remember he grabbed my wrists and he got between the door, the locked door, and myself, and he said, which boy? You tell me what boy. And I just made up a name to get out of there. And I remember running down the hallway just crying. And from that day on, I wanted to wear jeans and I didn't want to go to those lessons. He lived on the same street as the school and I hid at his house one day. I told my mum I was going to tennis practice or something and I hid and I said, I don't want this to happen again. I didn't like that. I don't want you to touch me. Like I was really strong. I've always been quite a strong person.
But that's a little girl. That's amazing, isn't it? When you think about it, it's a 13-year-old girl. Yeah. You've gone to his house and said to him, I don't want you to ever touch me again. That's very powerful.
Yeah, yeah. So I kept my distance. I unfortunately learnt my lesson. I don't overly remember what he said, but I know that I was never touched inappropriately again because I was smart. I made sure that there was people around me. I continued on with the drama and the music, but I always made sure that I wasn't the first person at the dress rehearsal. There was also a lot of rumours and things going around the school about what I would do or wouldn't do and so forth like that.
Because if you were 13 when this started, did you remain at that school?
Yes.
So there were rumours. That's a long time.
Yes. Yes. I remained at that school.
That's your whole high school career, essentially, overshadowed by this, your identity in a really important, impactful time in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I went to university and the crowd that I hung out with did not improve. I wasn't necessarily into hard drugs and things myself, but I was certainly hanging out with people that were. I was in rooms of people that were shooting heroin. I was still achieving at uni, but the people that I was associating with and the relationships I was having were very unhealthy. I had two faces to me. This girl that would not go out and would make sure she finished all of her study and made sure that even if it was 2 a.m. that I would type up my assignments and then I would go out clubbing. It wasn't until, let's say, late 30s, I started thinking, when I had children myself, how naive and how childlike their thought process is and how things have to be explained to a child and talked to a child. And I was like, whoa, wow, this person really did take advantage of who I am as a person and how I wanted to succeed. I got the Ducks of every year level. I got the sport awards. I got the poetry awards. In my current career at the moment, I'm an overachiever. That's who I am. So I wanted to do everything that I could to succeed in what I was doing. And that was the lead role in this play at the time. I was always trying to strive to achieve things at an early age. And it was only this morning I was plaiting my daughter's hair. Sorry. And I was thinking about this interview and I was sending my child off to school. And I was thinking how horrible it must have been for my family to find this out years later, that they had packed their kid off in a school uniform, packed their lunchbox, sent them off to school, and something so horrible like that had happened. And she hadn't had the courage to tell anybody until many, many years later. And there were so many changes in my behaviour. I didn't want to wear my school uniform. I wanted to put jeans on at school to cover up my body, and nobody understood what I was doing. I got sent into the principal's office because I wasn't wearing a uniform. I started drinking alcohol at a younger age, and I got taken into the principal's office at a school social because I was drunk, and they just thought that there was problems at home. I had the most beautiful childhood. I had a loving mum and dad still together. I had younger brothers. I had horses. I had opportunities. I lived on a beautiful farm. There was absolutely nothing wrong with my home life. It was my school life that was my problem. And it was so confronting, because the police wanted to interview my mother and my brother to get a context of the time. And
when you reported?
Yes. And I had to make that huge decision. Do I let them do that? And then I had to go and talk to my family and say, hey, when I was 13 in high school, this happened to me. And I didn't tell anybody about it, but I don't want this to happen to other children. And I want the police to know what happened to me. I was really worried, was it going to forever change the relationship between my mother and my brother and my family? But I have the most amazing supportive family, and I love them to the ends of the earth, and they love me back. So it wasn't a problem. But my mom just felt like she was the worst parent in the world for not knowing. Or I mean, how could she know? I didn't tell her. My behavior changed. But no one in their right mind would think, hey, my 13-year-old daughter just got locked in a classroom and raped at lunchtime. But I just started thinking, gosh, what happens if I didn't say anything and this has happened to other people and I didn't say anything? Is that my fault too? Is that my guilt? And I carried that guilt for so long. And it was really hard to read the sentencing remarks from the judge, because it had happened to other people.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
I think the teacher really picked on the wrong girls.
Yeah.
He forgot that they were going to grow up to be strong, ballsy women. Anna is one of the strongest, ballsiest ladies that I know. She stood up. She got his name suppression lifted. She's lifted her name suppression. She's called for other people to say, hey, many voices make one strong story. It's part of the reason that I'm here talking to you. She's strong. She's articulate. She's beautiful. But I did make a very good witness. They definitely couldn't discredit me on the stand because I could stand up and say, I run my own business. I'm a mother of two. I mean, gosh, if you even look up the job that I'm in now, you have to have a clean police record. I have no speeding tickets. I have nothing. One of the biggest things that I took away from this whole process was how many voices coming together have made change. And that was very important for me because in the past, before the Royal Commission, you couldn't bring historical cases, sexual assault cases, to the South Australian courts. That's my understanding of it. And now you can. All these little pieces do add up. They are making change in Australian laws. They are making changes for victims. They are making changes for survivors. And I'm so very glad that I spoke up now because it has changed things for myself and other people, and it's lifted that weight. And Anna had contacted me because she had recorded the podcast with you. She'd been in contact a little bit more, and I suddenly started thinking, gosh, I think he's due to get out. What's going to happen now? And I got this amazing message from her. He's up on new charges. We don't know who from. We don't know what they are. She sent me a screenshot that he was heading into the court, and I believe a new date has been set for September next year, and that he is held behind bars until that court case is heard. So that's my understanding of it at the moment, is that he's not out, he's up on new charges. So if there are other people out there that have been sitting on the fence and thinking, I wonder if I should say something, now is the time that you could add weight to that new court case if that's something that you felt that you wanted to do. If you're going to heal and you're going to get better and you're going to move on and maybe have those healthy relationships and maybe stay away from drinking too much and that. You do need to deal with things that happen in your life and move on, because I can't keep letting it drag me down forever. And that's the mindset of a survivor, not a victim.
Thank you to our guest today, Jane. And as she said, the man who raped her in a classroom when she was 13 years old and he was her teacher, Trenton John Wickers, was listed among those appearing in the Adelaide District Court on April 12 this year. We don't know what that matter was concerning.
If you need support after listening to this podcast, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. Indigenous Australians can contact 13 Yarn on 13 92 76 or 13yarn.org.au. Thank you for downloading this episode of Australian True Crime. We'll be back next week.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As promised, I am thrilled to announce that our tickets for Australian True Crime Live are now available. Join me in Sydney, Brisbane, and or Melbourne this July. You can come to all three if you want. These tickets are expected to go very quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting the link in our podcast bio, or you can head over to the Australian True Crime Facebook page. There'll be a nice link there for you.
Update for Brisbane Australian True Crime fans. Brisbane is almost fully sold out for our live show.
If you've been a listener for any length of time, you'll know how passionate I am about true crime stories from Australia. I'm looking very forward to an incredible evening together with you, sharing these captivating tales. We will have great guests as well. So, you know, we love a Q&A. If you've ever come along to an Australian true crime live gig, you'll know we love a Q&A with our guests. Don't miss out. Book your tickets today, and I'll see you in July for a memorable night out.